It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon again, everybody. We welcome you back to Rupp Arena here in downtown Lexington, Girls Sweet 16. Well, we have already reached game six of this opening round of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky KSSAA State Girls Basketball Tournament, and we've just seen Bethlehem knock off Pikeville 56-49, and really a great game to watch. A lot of strategy going on, and could have gone either way right down to the closing minutes. Now we have a couple of Western Kentucky teams in here, Owensboro and Henderson County, and boy, Henderson County is a team that has been here a bunch. And now they have turned over the coaching duties from Jeff Hale to his son, Stephen. And Ivan Rawls is caught up with Stephen right now. Let's go to Ivan.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of the Lady Colonels of Henderson County. And, I get accustomed to talking to a Coach Hale every year when I come here. It's just a different first name, but it's got to be an honor to take over a program which we're winning and has such a family significance to it as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, it means a lot. I'm glad, last spring our administration gave me the opportunity to take over the program. And since then, things has been really smooth. You know, great support from our community and our administration, and great buy-in from our girls too, especially with a pretty fresh team. They graduated four seniors last year, had a transfer, so it's pretty much been able to mold it however you want to. So that's kind of been special to me.
And talk about that, being able to put your own stamp on this program, but continuing to winning ways that the sports community there in Henderson really expect.
Right. You know, and things as far as how you build the program and how you run the program, that stuff's pretty much been the same. But, you know, some things offensively and defensively we've done a little bit different. And you have to when you got a different team. You know, last year's team they relied heavily on the three-point shot and offense. And, you know, while we can shoot the three, it's not really our strong suit. We're more of a defensive team. We've had a lot of teams this year in the 30s or low 40s, and that's how we've been able to pick up a lot of wins. So, it took us a few games to kind of figure that out. So that's why we've been playing a lot better at the end of the season than we did at the beginning.
Any advice your dad maybe gave you the last couple of days on how you handle this week and all the pressures that come with it and the responsibilities of this week?
Yeah, talked to him a while ago. He just told me to enjoy it more than anything else. I was a little nervous, worried, whatever, however you want to say, and he told me kind of the same stuff I would tell him. You know, just calm down, take a few deep breaths, and everything will be all right. But, yeah, just to enjoy it more than anything.
The way the blind draw works with these, draft or with the brackets here, you never know who you're going to get, but obviously you get a familiar program in Owensboro. That's got to be a good way to start out. You're familiar with the program and what they like to do.
Yeah. I mean, we're familiar with them. They're familiar with us. Not only Henderson and Owensboro, but, you know, I coached the last two seasons at Davis County, which is in Owensboro's district. So me and Jansen are pretty familiar with each other and each other's styles. So it's probably going to be a heavily scouted game.
What do you think the story of this game will be once the ball's tipped up?
Who can handle each other's defensive pressure better? Who can play at their own pace? They like to play full court. They want to play 92 feet, full court pressure, man-to-man, run and jump. We got to play at our own pace, handle their pressure, and then, you know, we'll see how they handle our half-court man-to-man defense and some of our zones that we play too. So, really, just who's able to execute on offense and play at their own pace.
Coach, thanks for your time. Congratulations on getting here, and good luck this week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Stephen Hale, head coach for the Lady Devils of Owensboro. I'm going to go down here real quick and talk to head coach for the Owensboro Lady Devils, Coach Coach Jansen Locker, and as he gets over here, and Coach, hey, congratulations on getting here and coming out of a tough region, prepared you for what you hope your team can be able to accomplish here this week.
Yeah, you know, having that tough region, beating a great team in Owensboro Catholic, you know, it's prepared us to compete against the best teams here. And we played a lot of the teams here. We've had a tough schedule. And so, you know, hopefully all that kind of comes together. And tonight we play like a team and come away with a win and kind of keep this thing going.
When did it really come together for this team? When did you start realizing, hey, we could be one of the 16 represented here at Rupp Arena?
You know, we thought it from the beginning of the year, but it took we had some people that had kind of moved in to the team that we had to gel together. We were hit with some injuries. We were hit with some illnesses about midway. So once we got everybody healthy and kind of together and everybody started learning everybody's strengths and weaknesses, that's kind of whenever we took off. And, you know, now we play more together as a team. It's not individual, and great things have been happening for us.
Shailen Sprinkles, she played for this Henderson County program a year ago. She comes to your team. She has experience here. Yes. Have you kind of leaned on her the last couple of days about helping her teammates understand the expectations once you get here?
Yeah, and she's kind of had done that on herself. She kind of knew what the deal was as far as playing in this environment and things like that. We played Henderson early, and she really wanted to beat them, and she kind of went try to beat them by herself. She understands tonight that it's going to be a team thing, and she's going to really rely on her teammates and let the game come to her. And so she's done a great job with the girls of kind of telling them what's, how it's going to be, you know, as far as media, the atmosphere and all that stuff. So, you know, she's prepared them well, and I think that we're going to do a great job.
What's impressed you most about your team coming into this week?
How they stuck together through it all. You know, a lot of teams could have buckled down when we lost some games. We had some injuries and stuff like that, but everybody kept fighting, understanding their role on the team, and everybody's accepted that role. And, you know, everybody has to play their role in order to make it this far. And so, you know, just that, how they're just a family.
What's it going to take for the Lady Devils to move themselves on to tomorrow's quarterfinal rounds?
Strong defense for 32 minutes, got to rebound the basketball, and then offensively just take care of the basketball. Shot, you're going to make some, you're going to miss some shots, but take care of the basketball, don't turn it over, and then, you know, play good defense and go rebound the basketball, and we'll be fine.
Scariest thing about Henderson County when you look at them?
Their effort, man. They go all out. Every girl plays hard. Again, they know their role. So just, you know, make sure we match their effort and don't let them outwork us.
Coach, congratulations, and thanks for taking time out to talk to us.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, that's Jansen Locker, the head coach for the Lady Devils of Owensboro, making a trip here to Rupp Arena to take on a geographical area foe and opponent in Henderson County here in this opening round. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We return more of the Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save a Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owensville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children. 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
at Rupp Arena, getting ready for the matchup between the Lady Devils of Owensboro, the Lady Colonels of Anderson County, and Ivan, this is, of all the matchups in this opening round, this to me is one of the most intriguing because, you know, you got a player who was at Henderson County a year ago playing, and she's now with Owensboro. You've got a new coach at Henderson County for the first time in a long, long time that you've had a new coach. The personalities of these teams, and you've got an Owensboro team that made a 44-point turnaround against Owensboro Catholic in the last few weeks of the season to win a regional tournament game against the Lady Aces, which, I mean, when you talk about Mike Robertson at Owensboro Catholic, I mean, I think he's one of the best coaches around. And to come back and overcome that, I don't know what happened in that game, but it's just, again, there are a lot of things that make me believe that this will be a great game. These teams, you know, when this game is over, one of them is going to move on and play either Cooper or a Danville Christian team that's good enough to beat Cooper.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be easy for them to advance, certainly into the semifinal round, but, I mean, you got to play all the games. But who knows? I mean, these are mystery teams to us, not just because they're from the western part of the state, because I think they're mystery teams probably to a lot of people in that area.
Yeah, and like I said, when you have a team like Owensboro, and you heard Coach Locker even mention it, how when you go through some adversities and things are not going well during the season, to see your team, again, get galvanized. You know, maybe there was a particular moment in their season against a team that maybe they didn't know that they could beat, or adversity in a game that they overcame that propelled them on to better things as they went along. You understand that, but, you know, you heard both of these teams talk about defense in this game, and we talk about how defense travels all the time to give you opportunities. Yeah, the team that has the better offensive performance today is going to win this ball game. But, boy, when you can play defense, you give yourself a chance. And both of these coaches were really proud of the way that their teams have been able to dictate play from the defensive side of the ball and give themselves, you know, a championship mentality.
Anderson County's got 1,935 students in that school. Owensboro's not a little bitty place. I mean, they've got 1,337 is their listed enrollment. But, I mean, boy, Henderson County, that's a big school. Yeah. It's amazing to me. The tallest player on the floor in this game is going to be 5 feet and 9 inches tall. Unless, I don't think that the tape measure is lied. I was watching them warm up. These are not big teams. I mean, you put Leah Macy out there in this particular game, and Leah would think she's playing in a junior high game almost. I mean, we got a lot of. And smaller players that obviously are really good.
And we've seen that a lot out of Henderson County over the years. Every once in a while, they might have a 5'11", a 6-foot player, but usually, and you heard Coach Stephen Hill talk about it when his dad was coaching, they used to shoot a lot of threes and things of that nature. They always had those wing players. You know, they would have a really quick point guard that was diminutive, but then they would have those wing players a lot of times that could just flat out knock it down when you gave them open look. So that seems to be kind of the trend down there. I think of Francis Wimsatt that Jeff Hale had many years ago. That was just that little point guard that could just dictate the way things went, and they've thrived on that over the years. And this Owensboro team, you know, this is the first time I'll be able to see them in person and kind of see how they go about business. But I'm really interested because I know what Shaylin Sprinkles can do, and have seen her in person before. You know, you heard Coach Lager say, hey, the first time we played them, she tried to do it all by herself, and she realized, I can't do it all by myself. You know, I can't make this, you know, about me. I got to make this about the team and making us successful. So that'll be interesting how these little things play out, how these two coaches, the first time coaching in this moment, how they handle these first 4 minutes and throughout the game.
And these are young players. There'll be one senior in the starting lineup when they introduce him out of the 10 players that will step on the floor. That'll be Owensboro's Alarika Hughes, who is a 5'7 senior. We'll come back and look at some of the numbers for these two teams coming in here. They score about the same. They're, again, a lot of similarities between these two clubs. We'll talk about it more when we come back from this 90-second timeout here on the Gateway Sports Network.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Henderson County Lady Colonels have shot the ball a little better over the course of the season than Owensboro. Owensboro's lost 11 games, but they've won 21. They opened up the season, and they were 3-3. They lost to a Louisville Butler team that we saw yesterday. They're really good. Lost to Pulaski County. They're really good. Lost to McCracken County early. And these are, 10 points, 3 points, not big losses. Lost to a good Franklin Simpson team. By 5 early on. Lost at Bowling Green by 9. Lost to Davies County by 6. To this Henderson County team by 8 points at Owensboro back on January the 27th. So it's been a month and a half since these two teams actually met on the hardwood. And then they lost to Owensboro Catholic 83-46 on February the 9th. Hey, must have been flu running through the team or something. A loss in that contest that's 37 points that they lost by. They came back and beat and lost Owensboro Catholic in overtime, 73-72 in the district tournament, and then came back and beat them in the championship game, 61-54. And here come the Owensboro Red Devils. Over the years, boy, and all the times I've been coming to the state tournaments, and for the boys' state tournament, a long time before the girls were even playing, boy, when Owensboro would roll in, you knew that they would come with force. They would always be talented. The crowd support would always be terrific. And what about Jansen Locker? He's an interesting story, isn't he?
He's a Owensboro alum. Came back after going to school at Western. Took over this program, I think, in 2017, 2018 season. Coached a few years as an assistant prior to that. But he's all Red Devil. he's all red and black is what he is through and through. And obviously, the relationship he and Stephen Hale have just from their time going against each other when Stephen Hale was at Davies County. And you heard Stephen talk about that, about how they know each other. They're familiar with each other and their style of plays and kind of their philosophy. So, you talk about Jansen Locker. He's the Red Devil. He's got the he's got that red and black blood running right through him, and it seems like he's got the attention of his players to have the type of success you got to have at this level.
Hey, we'll come back and have the national anthem for you before we get this game rolling. We'll return in just 1 minute.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort.
By the guns and the eyes, what so proudly we held at the twilight's last gleaming, the Star Stripes and Bright Stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets were clear, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof that night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Now we've had our national anthem, and we're about ready to play basketball here in a minute, getting ready to get the introduction of our starting lineups. And Owensboro, the Lady Devils are in white uniforms, red numerals trimmed in black. The Henderson County Lady Colonels in maroon uniforms with some white and silver, white numerals but silver trim on the uniforms. We're right behind the Owensboro bench. That's only important because... Well, during the timeouts, we get to look in and see what Coach Lager is telling his team. Let's get our starting lineups right now.
2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls State Basketball Tournament. Today's contest features the champions from Region 2 with a record of 25-7. Welcome the Lady Colonels of Henderson County. They'll face the champions of Region 3 with a record of 21-11. Welcome the Lady Devils from Owensboro. Fans, at this time, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, let's meet our starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. First, for Henderson County, at guard, a 5'4 sophomore, number 5, Addie Gish. For Owensboro, at guard, a 5'3 sophomore, number 0, Unique Carter Swanigan. From Henderson County, at forward, a 5'7 junior, number 14, Anna Kemp. From Owensboro, at center, a 5'8 junior, number 1, Helena John. From Henderson County, at forward, a 5'9 junior, number 20, Allison Rideout. From Owensboro, at guard, a 5'3 junior, number 2, Shaylin Sprinkles. From Henderson County, at guard, a 5'5 junior, number 23, Rashaya Kanzler. From Owensboro at guard, a 5'6 senior, number 15, Illyrica Hughes. From Henderson County at guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 25, Atalia Green. And from Owensboro at guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 22, Abby Sapp. Head coach for Henderson County is Stephen Hale. The head coach for Owensboro is Jansen Locker. Your officials for today's game are Darrell Wilson, Madison Jones, and Daniel Grigsby. And today's alternate official is Quentin Horton.
There you have it. We're here with you on the Family Wealth Group's coverage of the Girls Sweet 16. Don't forget, if you're looking to retire, retire where Kentucky retires. With the Family Wealth Group, they can help you plan that process. They have locations throughout the state and in Lexington and Georgetown. You can easily get a hold of them in the Mount Sterling area throughout Kentucky. It is where Kentucky retires, the Family Wealth Group. Here we go, getting ready to jump it up with Alarica. Did he say Alarica?
I think it's Illyrica.
Illyrica. Illyrica Hughes, 5'7 senior, jumping up for Owensboro. And her opposing number will be Atalia Green, a 5'7 sophomore.
Your tongue's going to be all tied up before this game's over with, isn't it?
No, it's just going to be...
You need Curtis Runnigan.
Hughes Garden Green. How about the one girl on the Owensboro bench with the beautiful braids that are done in a shade of red? Wow.
Yeah.
That took some a little while. Here we go. Owensboro will move left to right on your dial in this first half of play. Official moves into the jump circle. There's the toss, and we are underway. Owensboro hitting it the second time was Hughes, and Owensboro has it moving off to the right side. And with the ball in her hands, Unique Carter Swanigan. That's it, folks. Yeah. And here's Sprinkles with the ball. Sprinkles sends it right side. There's a shot put up, a three-pointer that is knocked down by Helena John. And the lead for Owensboro at 3-0. Taking it right down the lane and missing the driving layup, but a foul will allow Henderson County to go to the free throw line. Adeline Gish will be there. And that personal foul is going to go against Helena John. So John hits a three, comes back and gets a foul.
It was a big shot by John to start this game out, you know, being the first time on this stage to come out and look that comfortable on your shot. But then give Henderson County credit. They immediately pushed the ball off the floor before that defense could get set and got to the rim.
Gish, a 5'4 sophomore, misses a free throw. Everybody with Henderson County, they got the black knee braces on. Second free throw is made, so it's a 3-1 game. A little early pressure from Henderson County. They get it down easily, though. Hughes, left corner to Sprinkles. Back out on top to Carter Swanigan. An open three is left off the mark, but the rebound taken by Sprinkles down the left corner. And they'll get it back outside and reset the offense with Hughes in control of the ball right now. No, really. John is only 5'9", but with this group, she looks about 6'2". There's the ball. She had it down low and got it knocked away and out of bounds.
She and Sapp, you know, they look like, you know, grown women out there compared to most everybody else.
Here is the entry pass coming, and they get it into the deep right corner to John. Gives it up to Sapp and gets it right back. John now dribbles back out front. They'll set the offense again. Carter Swanigan. Unique. That's her first name. And she is unique. What's she weigh, Ivan?
56 pounds.
Oh, it's unbelievable. they give it a high post to Hughes. It's taken away by Henderson County. Now they're going to try to work it down. But, boy, real trouble getting it across the timeline against Sprinkles. They do. Down the lane, putting it up and in off the glass is Anna Kemp. Nice. And we're tied at 3 apiece.
Nice shot by Kemp. Kemp, great body control, and then kicked it up off high off the glass.
Now in backcourt, the ball is knocked away. We get a foul. It's going to go against Adeline Gish, her first. So we've had a foul each way early. Each team has 3 points on the board. We've played 98 seconds so far in this game. Got a nice crowd on hand, really.
Yeah, Owensboro crowd came and represented their student body for sure.
Sapp with it. Carter Swanigan. High post to John. Now back to Carter Swanigan. Her three rattles it in. That was a deep three, too.
Started this game off with two threes, has Owensboro.
6-3, almost a throwaway, and they did. Losing out of bounds on the sideline. They try to float a pass down to Atalia Green, but she was on the sideline.
Got to find somebody that wants to handle that pressure of Owensboro on the full court offense.
Owensboro driving in, penetrating, going all the way to the rim and laying it up and in.
That was too easy.
Is Lyrica Hughes.
I mean,
it's 8-3.
She had a seam that was wide open, and she took advantage of it.
Now back the other way, getting across the timeline is Green. Keeps the dribble. Being defended by Carter Swanigan. Green drives on the right side, cut off, backs up, hands it down, and now it's deep in the left corner. There's a three that's on the way that is no good. That was put up by Kanzler, but Henderson County does get it back. Now it's on the floor. It's loose. They're scrambling for it. Who's going to get it? Jump ball. Possession arrow. They're going to keep it with Henderson County. I might throw my back out trying to lean up and see the possession arrow up there. I don't know, the scoreboard above us.
You got a chiropractor up there.
Well, if the chair tips over, let me know. Henderson County needing points right now. 17-foot jump shot is up and good. Knocking it down is Green. Her first field goal. And it's 8-5. Carter Swanigan. Long cross-court pass over to Hughes.
Oh, wow.
Gets it down quickly, but missing the shot inside is John.
Just
that's a dead layup. Back the other way comes Green. Going to take it all the way down. Puts it up too hard, but a foul.
It's amazing how something that can seem so simple turn out to be such a disaster for a team. And that's what happened with Helena John. It looked like she was going to have an easy lay. She just rushed it a little bit. There was nobody going to be able to get to her to stop her from getting an easy layup opportunity there.
Green puts the free throw up and in. Her third point. Green averages 11.3 points a game. Green's a average free throw shooter, 57% of the season, and misses the second one. So it's 8-6. 4:40 left here in the opening quarter. Owensboro and Henderson County here in game six of this 2024 girls state tournament. Carter Swanigan gives it to Sapp over on the right side. Nothing there for her. Gives it back outside to Sprinkles.
Oh, wow.
Sprinkles, a great move, goes down the lane, and it rattles out on her. Shot went right down in there. Didn't stay, though, and Kemp with a rebound. Here's Henderson County. They want to run. They get it down underneath. They send it back on the perimeter, and the ball went right through the legs. That looked like a ground ball that the player just picked the glove up too early, and Allison Rideout let it roll out of bounds. Back to Owensboro.
He's a little bit more spring training to make that routine right there.
Abby Sapp is out of the lineup, and Keely Harris in for Owensboro. Keely Harris, a 5'2 junior. A lot of 5'2s and 3s and 4s on the floor, Ivan. Wow. And single numbers. They like single numbers on their uniforms.
I was going to say it sounded like
0, 1, 2, 3.
I was going to say it sounded like my golf card there for a second.
John goes down the left side, flips it up, and it rolled in. Helena John makes it 10-6 Owensboro.
She looked like in this matchup, she could be a problem for Henderson County.
And she's feeling good about the game, too.
Yeah.
The sideline over here, the blue on the floor, bothers some players. They think they're getting out of bounds when it's just an advertisement. And driving down the left side, stopping and putting it up and missing it off the glasses. Anna Kim made a good move, stopped, and just missed a shot. Carter Swanigan back the other way. She gets out of control. Got down low. Couldn't do anything with it. Lost it. Henderson County has it with 3:05 to go. They've got a foul on Sprinkles.
Ooh. If that's going to be a foul in this game, I feel sorry for everybody because Jalen Sprinkles beat the ball handler to the spot. And because she did, it threw her off and knocked her down to the ground. But it wasn't because of the contact Sprinkles created.
Entry pass to Gish, who goes down left side of the baseline, trying to put up a shot. It was blocked out of bounds by John. And John just kind of gave her a slight game. It was touched last by Henderson County. Owensboro's going to get the ball. John gave her just this kind of shy little look like, don't bring that in here, girl. I'm going to send it out. Here we go with Hughes. Works it down to John. Carter Swanigan gets it. John, top of the key, is going to fire a three. That is no good. And the rebound picked up. Carter Swanigan went in there and got it. Now John over the left side to Sprinkles. And now now John goes to the left corner and knocks down a two-pointer.
Yeah, she's feeling too good right now. And if they don't figure it out, I mean, in Henderson County, they're going to be in trouble because by the time they do, it might be too late.
John has 7 points early. It's 12-6, 2:20 left here in the opening quarter. Left side driving the baseline, going all the way to the rim. And now throwing it away, I believe. Yeah, it's going to go over and back. Oh, it's been picked up. Racing down, going under, laying it up and in.
It's inexcusable. Addie Gish just gave up on the ball, thinking that it was going to roll out of bounds. But she didn't realize there were two pursuers from Owensboro coming for that ball.
14-6. Gish gets her second foul. And we got a timeout. Things going Owensboro's way right now with 2:09 left to play in the opening quarter. Lady Red Devils, they've got a 14-6 lead. They'll be at the free throw line when we come back in just 1 minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Family Wealth Group's coverage of the Girls Sweet 16. And here is Illyrica Hughes putting the free throw up and in, completing the three-point play, and making it a 15-6 lead for the Owensboro Lady Devils. So Henderson County needing some offense now. Driving left across the key. They've got Janila Locker in the game right now. Locker has come in. Kanzler. And now with the ball is Green, who drives and then puts up a shot that's no good. The rebound is taken by Owensboro. Coming out of there, Carter Swanigan. Down the right side, has the dribble now. On the baseline, 15-foot jumper up and in. Put up and good by Giselle Whitlock, a senior who checked in. Hey, just put somebody in, coach. They're probably going to make a shot for you. That's the way it is right now, 17-6.
Owensboro is not thinking about this being the moment at the Girls Sweet 16. They're thinking about it. This is just basketball. We're playing like we played all season.
Here is Locker over on this left wing.
Ooh. Look at this defense.
Now the Owensboro defense is really pressuring. Now right corner. Good look at a three, and it's good. Finally got the ball to Janila Locker. And it is 17-9. Big basket right there. It's L-O-C-H-E-R. The public address announcer said Locker, but I think it's Locker. Here we go. Owensboro with the ball. down the left side, John, and coming in behind her, trying to defend her from behind and reach over and knock the ball away was Allison Rideout, who gets her first foul. Team foul number 3 on Henderson County. Common foul. And now leaving the game is Unique Carter Swanigan for Owensboro. Back in is Sprinkles. They get the ball into Sprinkles deep in the left corner. Sprinkles trying to find a way to dribble in. Can't. Now John takes it left baseline, goes in. Little short jumper, good. John having a big first quarter. She's got 9. Back to a 10-point lead at 19-9. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Possession arrow rests with Owensboro. There's a 3 by Green that is no good, and the rebound taken by Owensboro. 5 seconds to go. They got to hurry. And down the left side, turning, firing, no good. With Sprinkles as the quarter comes to an end. But Owensboro playing well and leading 19-9 after 8 minutes of action. We'll be back. Second quarter coming up in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Minutes into this one, and well, Owensboro, I mean, they have come out hot. 8 of 13, they're hitting 61.5% from the field. They are dominating the glass. Yeah, Owensboro is really playing well. I mean, you can't do it much better than they did in that first quarter.
I was going to say, you know, some of the other teams we've seen in the first few games here, Pam, they've come out and had good early shooting performances, and then it abandoned them, and they couldn't fix it. Well, the thing about this Owensboro team, they're shooting the ball well, and they're playing tremendous defense here early, and that's the thing that makes this different than some of those other teams we saw to this point.
John at a high post hands it right back to Carter Swanigan. Almost lost it, but picked up by Sprinkles. Carter Swanigan drives through the lane, then she lost it, gets it back, goes back into the lane, fires a shot up.
They're going to call Johns for a foul here.
Carter Swanigan got fouled going up for that shot. I mean, but instead the foul ends up on the rebound going the other way on Helena John, and that is going to be her first foul. Actually had, no it is. Now they put it up there. It's her second foul. First foul this second quarter, so John coming out, that's huge. Sapp, Abby Sapp at 5'7", comes back in, but
that might be a way that Henderson County can sneak their way back here, but they've got to be able to find some consistent offensive execution to get this defense.
Green has handled the ball most of the time for Henderson County. Carter Swanigan has her under a 5-second count. Green drives down, misses shot, put up, no good on the rebound. Put up again, and good. And it was Isaiah Hall.
And you got to feel like the absence of Helena John in there at that time allowed Henderson County to crash the boards.
19-11. Did I right with Isaiah Hall being in there, or what? I missed a number there. Yeah. That was put up apparently by, was it Gish?
Yeah.
Kemp. Kemp put it in, and not Hall. Down inside, shot put up that was blocked from behind by Lyrica Hughes and rebounded by Henderson County. Now they try to throw the long pass down, but a timeout taken by Coach Hale of Henderson County. He thought his team was going to be trapped in backcourt. And we get a timeout with 6:43 left in the half. Ones were up 19-11, but now a little foul trouble for the Lady Devils. We'll be back in a half minute.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Henderson County with a basketball, 6:43 to play in the half. Lady Colonels are down by 8. They have the ball. Here's Green. And Carter Swanigan picks her up at midcourt. And she, well, I don't know if she got pushed, but she goes going out of bounds after the pass was made over there was Allison Rideout.
It was a bad pass just from a standpoint of where you threw it at. But it was influenced by the defensive contact, too. So, I don't know that you can just totally fault the offensive player there.
Giselle Whitlock goes into the lane, has it taken away. The steal made by Anna Kemp, dribbles across the timeline, now holds up, gives it up, gets it back. Green takes it. Everything's going through Green out on the perimeter. Green dribbles in on the right side. Try to throw a pass on the left baseline, and they finally come up with it. Now outside for a three and knocking it down.
Yeah, right.
Allison Rideout.
Rideout got that open look there. It seemed like Owensboro was able to cover everything there for a brief moment until Rideout got that open look.
19-14 on the other end. A 17-foot jump shot is put up no good by Whitlock, rebounded by Green. Here's Green all the way. Going to take it under and put it up way too hard. Sprinkles will race the other way. Henderson County back 1-on-4. It's blocked out of bounds, but she gets fouled. And two shots coming to Sprinkles.
And Sprinkles needs to now, with John out of the game, really needs to kind of step up her influence on this ball game on the offensive side for the Lady Devils of Owensboro.
Kim gets her first personal foul. And at the free throw line is Sprinkles. First point is in the book for her, kind of rolled around and stayed in.
Got a pretty good track team out there for Owensboro, don't we? They might win an event or two.
Yeah, but unless they'd have to drop the baton to not do it, I think. Here's Sprinkles looking for point number two, trying to push the lead back to 7, and she does. 21-14. But Henderson County kind of settling down right now. With John out of the game, they got a chance to make a move here. Left side, there's a three that is up, and it's no good. The rebound saved by Henderson County.
We saw Harris there for Owensboro. She had good position for a rebound, but she didn't go to the ball. She just tried to reach out and try to grab it. I'm sure that's what Coach Locker is telling her right now. You got to go and grab it at.
Janila Locker saved it off for the Owensboro player. Henderson County gets it back. They've got it right now. Right out. Way over on the right side of the floor. Didn't have anything, and now Green takes it. Green trying to work against Carter Swanigan. Rideout takes it back. Good defense by Owensboro right now. They're just hard on the ball and driving down the baseline, putting up a kind of an awkward shot down there is Janila Locker, and Owensboro takes it the other way. Can really force that one up. For the Lady Devils, driving into the lane and missing the shot is Keely Harris, a junior, and the ball goes out of bounds back to Henderson County. So now, coming down to bring the ball across the timeline is Adeline Gish, who's back in the game, drives toward the basket, then hands it off, and a three is on the way. It is put up no good by Anna Kemp. Owensboro the rebound. Long pass to Sprinkles down the left side, but Anderson can't get back. But she sends it out and wide open and knocking down the three.
And nobody came.
Carter Swanigan.
And nobody came out to her. And you saw Coach Stephen Hale looked at his bench and was like, did they not realize she can shoot that? And they left her open and she made them pay.
24-14. Back at a 10-point lead. Here, a little 13-foot shot that is no good. Not close to being good. And Onshore runs the other way, running under, trying to put it up and in. Is Illyrica Hughes, but the ball gets deflected out of bounds. Now Hughes will inbound underneath the Owensboro basket. Gets it into Sapp. Sapp leaves it off with one of the guards because she has to get in offensive position right now where they want her. And Owensboro running a weave out front. Keely Harris is in the game. Gives to dribbling it, taking it, spinning. What a move. Coming up in off the glass is unique Carter Swanigan.
Call the Maytag man. She put her in the rent cycle there.
26-14, and now in backcourt we're getting a foul on Shaylin Sprinkles. Claire coming down, got near midcourt, stopped. Had the ball, and she wanted to.
A big move here by Coach Rocker here with putting Helena John back in with the two fouls. Sprinkles checks out.
So Anderson County with the ball down by 12 with 3:10 to go. Here on the left side, right out three good.
Right out, that's what she does. You know, that's her specialty on this Henderson County team.
She's got a pair. And it's 26-17. Owensboro driving the right baseline, forcing up a shot, and committing the charge, I believe.
Yeah, they.
It's going to be Lyric Hughes. That's her second foul, and we get a timeout on the floor. We've got 2:46 to play in the first half. Owensboro with the lead on Henderson County, 26-17, and we'll come back here in 90 seconds.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
For the lead, 26-17 over Henderson County. The Lady Colonels have the ball. Chuck Mirage is going to join us for these last 2:46. Chuck, and then we're going to talk about Morehead State.
Okay.
Yeah, Eagles getting ready to go into the NCAA tournament. Here's Henderson County with it. Over the right side is Rideout. Doesn't have anything over there. Again, Henderson County struggling for offense a little bit here in this first half, and now driving in on the right side and getting all the way to the rim and putting it up and in is Gish. Adeline Gish with her first field goal, third point, 26-19. But John back in the game. She missed a little spinner down on the left baseline for Owensboro, and Henderson County gets it back. Gish will bring it down. Crosses the timeline. Owensboro man-to-man. John guarding right out on the perimeter. Pass goes to Kemp, who's top of the key. And now right out, passes up the three, goes down the lane. They get it back on the perimeter. We got a minute 53 to play in the first half. 7-point game, and now the ball is knocked away, and there's unique Carter Swanigan coming over the steal. Here she goes, weaves her way through traffic, across the timeline, behind the back on the dribble, now leaves it up. gives it to Illyrica Hughes, who dribbles right across the key. He gets it knocked loose, battles to get it back. They're down in the lane, and we'll get a jump ball. And the possession arrow rests with Henderson County, and we're going to get the ball going to Henderson County. Have you figured out where the Eagles are going to go yet, Chuck? I mean,
we won't know till Sunday night.
Oh, I know, but you're going to have a place you want to go, right?
Oh, I just want to go.
You just want to go.
Just glad to be going to an event like that.
Yeah, the NCAA tournament is something special. Pass goes inside. It's intercepted by Sapp. Allen pass down the right side to Giselle Whitlock, back in the game for Owensboro. And she's got it right now, dribbling out on the right wing. Dumps it down to Sapp, who turns on the baseline. 18-footer, no good. Rebounded out of there by Henderson County. They get it into Green, running down the right side. Carter Swanigan right with her. Gets deep in the corner. Sends it to right out in the lane. Shot blocked. Gets the rebound. Puts it up, no good. And there's Whitlock with the rebound back for Owensboro. So missed opportunity for Henderson County. And now with 47 seconds to go in the half, and her team up by 7 points, Carter Swanigan. What do you think she weighs, Chuck?
If she weighs 100 pounds, I'd be surprised. Yeah. She is very small, but she is extremely quick.
Yeah, what a player. She's only a sophomore, but I don't think she's got a growth spurt left.
She's a good player.
Owensboro is going to hold the ball and try to get this last shot. They have the possession arrow when we begin the second half. John High hands it off in there. Going for the basket is Harris, and we get a traveling or a moving pick. We're going to get a foul against Owensboro. And
well, Henderson
so Keely
cash
gets
in.
It.
I was going to say, if Henderson can cash in, that will put them back in this ball game at halftime.
Down by 7. Here comes Green. Crosses the timeline with 7. Tries to move off to the left side. Hands it back. There is a 3 in and out. And John with a rebound. Unable to get it down was Adeline Gish. And we come to the end of the first half with the advantage belonging to Owensboro Red Devils at 26-19. And glad to have you with us on the Family Wealth Group's coverage of the Girls Sweet 16. Chuck, how many years at Moorhead now?
Let's see. After a while, you know, my math skills have a tendency to deteriorate, but it's probably about 35.
35.
35.
That's a long time, isn't it?
It is. Hoping to make parole someday.
You didn't really plan to stay, did you?
You know, I knew I'd be there for a little bit, but, you know, the more I was there, the more I liked it. Thought about other jobs. Didn't see anything that really floated my boat. Had a family to raise, too. It was a good place to raise a family. That was probably as important as anything else, and wanted some stability for them, and we got that. You know, my girls went through the school system in Rowan County, also went to Moorhead State, both of them as president scholars, and have done well since then in their determined fields. So, you know, it's worked out pretty well.
Preston Spradlin, talk about the head coach you get to deal with on a regular basis.
Well, I've always liked him a lot since he was an assistant coach, and I remember when they let Sean Woods go early in the season, and they decided to let Preston become the interim head coach. And through the course of that season, he did very well in the OVC schedule. And I had someone call me one day and said, hey, I got an idea for a new head coach. I said, we've already got one. I said, I know this guy. I said, he's got great character. He knows how to coach. He knows the game. And you won't find a better person. If we could find somebody better than this, you know, he's probably wearing a halo somewhere.
Hey. He recruits character, too, doesn't he?
He does. That's important. If you go into that locker room, you'll find out that these are great young men. This is probably as good a group of young men as you'll ever find. Not one bad guy on this team. They're always really good to be around, always good to each other. And I think that character plays a role on what they've achieved on the floor.
Yeah. A great season. What about the little lull? They lost 3 games in a row there late in the season, and what happened?
Well, of course, Jordan Latham was out with a knee injury. There's your second leading scorer at 16 points a game. He also was averaging over 6 rebounds a game. And then you had that stretch where you played a Thursday in Little Rock, then you went to UT Martin for Saturday, and then you come home on Tuesday, and you have to play right away after getting home probably about, 2 or 3 in the morning on Sunday. Your guys are tired. They're shorthanded. Then they've got to play on Thursday. If you remember, they won that last game of that 4-game stretch in 8 days. but they were worn out and they were shorthanded. I wasn't worried. I figured they could bounce back because, again, I know the character of these guys, and I know that, I knew that once Lathan joined the lineup, we'd be back to normal again.
Hey, how about the transfer portal? The coaches figured that one out too, hasn't he?
Well, you know, the transfer portal is something that works sort of downhill, so to speak. Morehead State and other schools at the mid-major level have lost some of their best players to Power 5 conference schools. Well, then Morehead State has looked to Division II, Division III, and NAIA programs. And last year, Morehead State had a first-team All-OVC center in Alex Gross, who was a great player in NAIA ball. And then you have Riley Minix, who comes in and is the OVC Player of the Year.
Yeah. Hey, so somebody knows something.
And somebody didn't know something when they recruited those two guys, because those were Division I basketball players, I have no doubt, from the get-go.
Hey, what's coming up on Sunday? What are you going to do when the selection Sunday takes place?
I'll be watching, obviously, and trying to figure out what they're going to decide. I mean, I know that the speculation has been generally a 14-15 seed. Kind of curious as to who we play. I hope it's a good matchup for us. You know, the speculation has been Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, Charlotte, or Memphis. So we'll see. I mean, they could do something totally different. Then I saw something online that said they'd set us up to play UK in the first round. I'm like, yeah, that seems kind of contrived, but I'll wait to see. Maybe that could happen, but I don't think so.
Hey, Chuck Mraz, are you enjoying the girls' tournament?
Yeah, I always do. A lot of excitement. I love the atmosphere here at Rupp Arena during the tournament. I love the effort by the girls on the floor. They really lay it on the line when they're out there.
Hey, Chuck, it's a real pleasure to listen to you on 96.3 and on a regular basis when the Eagles are playing. And we can't wait for the NCAA tournament. That's what an opportunity. And, hey, Morehead knows how to do it, don't they?
They do, and people don't realize how close we were to maybe a 12-13 seed. We lost the one-point game at Indiana, which would have helped. And then also that game on that Tuesday night we talked about, the Southern Indiana, one of the lower-rated teams in the OVC. You win those two games, and all of a sudden you're 28-6, and you're looking probably at a much higher seed and a much better draw. But it is what it is, and I'm really confident in this team. I think it's a great group of basketball players and young men.
Hey, Chuck Mraz, always a pleasure. Enjoy listening to you and on the Eagles. And keep up the good work for me. Hey, go another 35.
I don't know about that. That might set some kind of record, maybe in human longevity as well. But at the same time, yeah, I enjoy it.
Hey, Chuck Mraz, we'll be back here. Our halftime show continues in 30 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
Back now here, Rupp Arena. Owensboro with the lead on Henderson County here at halftime. But it seems that Henderson was going to make a little run as the a little momentum maybe for the Lady Colonels as the first half ended. We got a guy joining us now who hopes the Lady Colonels have some momentum. Jeff Hay, a longtime coach at Henderson County. How many years you go, Coach?
37.
37 years.
37 years and long haul, but it was quite enjoyable and just a great thing to do.
Do you know how many times you made it to the state tournament?
I do, because I've been reminded of 19.
19 times. What a run. What enabled you to always get there? Time and time again, I know you didn't all those 19 years think going in, we'll go to the state tournament this year.
No, you never do. You always, you know, you prepare your team. You work them in the summer. You work them in the spring, and then you get in the fall, and you get started, and you do what you think you need to do. You develop a program, a system you think will work, and you got to have some talent. You got to have some good assistant coaches, and I was blessed to have both of those. But, you know, just the hard work that we kind of tried to instill in all of them, and doing the right thing on and off the floor, and coming out and competing, and you know, each year you never know, you know, and we got there, and each time when we won it, it was, you know, I never took it for granted because it's a blessing to get up here.
When you won a region that many times over the years, this is a tough question, but was there a year when you, at the end of the, when you won the region, you look back and say, how did we do this? How did we get here? Was there that season that was really magical?
You know, I had a couple like that, I think, earlier in my career than in the probably last 4 or 5 years. It's been kind of been like that, you know, how you know, we're doing this and we're getting it every year. And, you know, and one thing people ask me, you know, if you wait 20 years, if you haven't won one in 20 years, it seems like the crowd's bigger. You know, if you're up here every year, that's one disadvantage, it's, so to speak. If you're up here, if you get here 4 or 5 times in a row, it's kind of taken for granted. But the fans may take it for granted, and you know, and some other people, but the coaches definitely don't take it for granted. We know how hard it is to do it, and we know how hard it is to get up here, and what it takes to be able to finish the season strong at the end of the year, stay healthy, and try to get to the state.
What did you do this season that you hadn't done in 37 years?
A little more golf. Saw my grandkids a lot more. Consulted. I've been some, you know, doing some helping a little bit on the outside with Steven and other coaches, but. You know, just spending more time at home with family, I think, more is the main thing, and kind of relaxing.
When did you know he wanted to be a coach? Was there a time, looking back, when you could, he came to you and said, Dad, I really think I want to coach. I want to do what you've done.
Well, you know, both my sons coach. My other son's assistant boys coach at Henderson County High School now. With Webster County the last 3 years as a head coach, or last 6 years, so I'm sorry. You know, they both were here. They were been in the gym with me since they were born. I took them to the baby seat with me to the gym every morning every day after school at practice. And they, you know, Stephen pretty much probably, you know, as soon as he entered college, I think he was, you know, going into business and some other things. And he's like, oh, and he's, I think I'll just try to, you know, I want to coach.
Did you grow up in Henderson County?
I grew up in Henderson County. I graduated from the University of Kentucky, right? But yeah, I grew up in Henderson County, lived there all my life. So,
well, what kind of player were you, Coach?
Decent. Yeah, you know, 6'6" helps. So, you know, made the All-Region team my senior year. We lost a double overtime my senior year to Christian County. Lost to my junior year to Freddie County and Union County. My junior year, both close games. And, boy, that sticks to you. And you never did get there when I was in. That was one of my goals as coach. I mean, you know, we're going to get to that state tournament. You know, I missed it twice as a player. It was very frustrating and sad. But, you know, when I started coaching, I said, that's my number one goal, is get to the state tournament. Lucky for me, we did it quite a few times.
Hey, if somebody comes to you and says, Coach, I want to coach, what advice are you going to give them?
Well, first thing you have to do, you have to develop what you want to, you know, you have to be yourself, and you got to know, you have to develop some type of system, a routine, so to speak, of what you want to do defensively and offensively. You know, you've got to put the hours in too. And so, you know, if I tell somebody, you know, it's not just show up for the games. You know, you got to put a lot of hours in off at practice, away from practice. You got to develop a relationship with these kids, earn their respect, and then, you know, get a system that you think will work for you.
Yeah, you didn't really ever care if the game was 36-35 or 72-71, did you?
That made it tough.
Yeah, but, I mean, the scoring was not the big thing. You were a defensive coach, yeah. I think, more than anything.
Right. That's my number one thing on the defense. It always has been. You know, Coach Gibson. You know, Phil Gibson was kind of my mentor. He coached the boys team and you know, coached against him when he was at Webster County with the girls, and he came to Henderson as a boys coach. And so we developed a bond, and we were both defensive oriented, and. You know, that's where it starts. You know, Stephen's team he doesn't have the scoring we've had the last 3 or 4 years. And he knew that, but he knew that he had that defensive instinct of what we have to do. And more of a defensive coach, but we want to try to keep the score down a little bit. I think, you know, it's 26-19. If we made that last three, it would have helped us a little bit momentum wise. But
if they win this game, and Stephen were to come to you and say, Dan, why don't you come in and talk to the team before we play in the quarterfinal round? What are you going to say to him?
I have to think about it first, but you know, I'd do it. If he wanted me to do it, I'd do it. And the girls probably know what's coming. They know what I'm going to say. It's going to start with defensively. It's going to start with having them proud of them first off. Defensively, we got to do the job. Ask to do what Stephen asks you to do. And let the chips fall where they may.
Henderson County is a great school, isn't it?
It's a great school. It's a great place to live. It's a really great school. We have the greatest support from our administration. We have some great ladies and gentlemen that work there, and they support all of our teams, all programs. It doesn't matter if it's basketball or if it's academics. They're always behind our players and our students.
You know, the reason I'm talking to you at halftime and not Ivan
Why is that?
Well, because this is your 100th interview on W. No, I don't know, but you've had a bunch, haven't you?
We've become old friends. I'll tell you that right now. He's a great guy, and y'all are lucky to have him work with y'all.
Hey.
I appreciate y'all asking me down here.
Hey, it's been great. It's always great. We always look forward to your teams coming, and we always knew that you were going to provide a challenge, whether you had the talent or the other team was had you over-talented. We knew, hey, Jeff L. will get something done. He'll figure out a way to make this a game.
All right, and then that's why I tell coaches, too, you know, you want to try to get the most out of your kids. You know, they might not be the greatest or whatever the players are right now, but you keep developing them, try to get the most out of them. Get them to play hard for you. That's the number one thing. You know, some teams, you know, you can tell they're not really playing hard. You got to get these kids to play hard for you. If they'll do that, you can have some success.
What are the odds that Jeff Hale would ever coach another game?
They're pretty high. I'm enjoying my time with my grandkids, I'll be honest with you, and being coming to watch Stephen and Ryan, mother-son coach, and that's kind of another phase for me that I'm really enjoying, and I won't rule it out. But
you're kind of tall for golf. How's your golf game?
It's all right. 80s, and I'll take that, just to get out there and play and enjoy myself with some friends, and it's a pretty good time.
I ask you that because after the regional tournament last week, we had talking with Feldhaus, and you know, Jake Feldhaus is a player now, and of course his dad was one of the unforgettables, and Jake loves golf, but he's about 6'6", his dad said, you know, you get too tall to play golf pretty good.
Sometimes you can. You got to keep yourself get too close to the ball, and I take it in stride. I'm not as competitive on the golf course as I am in the gym.
In the gym.
Not too bad. I'm out there for the enjoyment of it, but I'm pushing myself a little bit. You know, I don't want to go out there and not play well. It's just like I don't want our teams to. So,
Coach Sheffield. Coach, thanks so much for sharing time with us. It's great to talk to you.
I appreciate it. Have a good year.
Hey.
Thank you.
We'll be back in 1 minute to start this second half with Owensboro leading Henderson County.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Half for Owensboro, up by 7. Alita John with 9 points and unique Carter Swanigan with 8 points. 5 for Hughes. Sprinkles had 2 and Whitlock with 2 for Henderson County. 6 for Rideout. 4 points for Anna Kemp. 3 apiece for Gish and Green and Locker. And here we go. Lady Devils have the ball to begin the second half of play, moving off to the left side of your dial. With that lead, trying to add to it to begin this second half. There's a 3 put up that is no good. Launched by Shaylin Sprinkles and rebounded by Henderson County. They get it down to Green, runs down the right side. Doesn't have anything. Cut off by Carter Swanning, but takes the little player inside, goes under, puts it in. What a nice play by Green to recognize she had the size advantage and to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and that's probably something they talked about in the locker room was, hey, when you get that matchup, use your advantage.
Here's Sapp into the lane for Owensboro. Kicks it over the right side, driving in, going up and missing the driving shot of Shaylin Sprinkles. And here is Henderson County with a rebound. Racing down is Kanzler. Kanzler is a player who played a lot in the first half, didn't score, didn't handle the ball a lot. But she's got it right now and looking to give it up, but unable to do so. She's got the dribble. Yeah. Picked up on a switch by Carter Swanigan. Now she gives it to Rideout over on the left side to Gish, who dribbles to the top of the key. Bluffing the shot outside is Kemp. Rideout.
They can't get the ball back to Gish because Green because Hughes is guarding her intensely. That's who they want to get the ball back to.
Here is Gish, and the rideout breaks under and lays it up, missed it, rebounds it back up, no good, and the rebound by John Ove. Missed opportunity there. And it looked like Rideout, who's the tallest player on the team, but
she's not comfortable down
she
there.
She did not look comfortable inside. She'd rather stand out and shoot the jump shot from the perimeter. So now Sprinkles with it. Looks in. Now puts down the dribble, but doesn't have anything. Pulls it up. Gives it to Hughes, and Hughes goes down the right side, missed the shot, rebound, slapped out of bounds. It'll stay with Owensboro. Henderson County had everybody under the glass that time, too. They should have had that rebound, but slapped it out. Here's Hughes going to inbound it down on the baseline. And gets it in to Samples, taken right away from her, and then restolen. And then we get a jump ball. I don't know how we got a jump ball out of that. I don't know if there's ever altered. I think they just said, hey, I don't know who's got it, so I'm just going to stop play here, and we'll give it to the alternate possession team, and that's Henderson County.
Call it the easy out. You go to that option.
Gish behind the back and gets it across the timeline against Sprinkles. And now Green has it. Carter Swanigan guarding her. They give it to Rideout. Over the right side, Gish on the wing. Rideout goes left side to... Now they go inside to Rideout. Rideout broke for the basket, took the pass from Kanzler, and laid it up and in.
Well, they ran with that little side pick and roll there off the wing there. Got it to Rideout. Gave her another chance.
26-23. So making a run here to begin this third quarter. Henderson County. John takes it down the left side of the lane. Flips it up. Put it up too hard. Rebound. Claimed by Kemp. Gets to Green. Green runs down. Doesn't have any numbers. So backs away. Holds up. Gives to Kemp. And now right back to Green on the right wing. Drives in. Cut off on baseline. Short jump shot. Rolls over the rim. Hughes there for the rebound on the weak side. She'll bring it down. Left-hand dribble. Breaks into the lane. Spins. Ooh. Weaves. Goes up. Missed a shot. Rebound by Green, who will come back. And she traveled. Caught Hughes and Carter Swanigan were both there kind of defending her. And she misstepped and turns it right back over to the Lady Devils of Owensboro.
You see the confidence right now out of Henderson County coming out of the locker room. They've got a lot of the confidence and momentum in this game right now.
Unique drives into the lane, sends it right corner, wide open, Sapp for a three, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds, and the official seemed to pause for a moment and then says, yeah, I think it's Owensboro's ball. And so it'll be the Lady Devils down on their baseline to inbounds it. Hughes looks to get it in. Dumps it low to John, who turns back to her left, missed the shot, rebound. Here's Green wanting to run, but again, Carter Swanigan cuts her off. Green fires a three, good. She just backed up and said, okay, if I can't get to the basket, I'll back up and shoot the three, and we are all even again at 26. What about the comeback by the Henderson County Lady Colonels? We've got 4:23 left in the third quarter, and we'll start again when we come back from a 30-second timeout.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
It's almost as if Owensboro is saying, we're going to play such good defense, we're not going to let you score. And then we'll score a little bit. And right now they're not scoring a little bit, and all of a sudden Henderson County has started to be able to score. And now Owensboro, they need to get their offense rolling.
Yeah, you talked about how, in the first half, Owensboro was hitting on all cylinders, both offensively and defensively. Now they're struggling to find a way to score, and Henderson's figured out where they've had some advantages.
Owensboro 0 for 6 from the field here in these first 4 minutes of this second half. Here is Hughes out front, dribbles left. Goes up from 15 feet. The shot rolls off. Sapp tapped the rebound, but Kemp gets it for Henderson County. Looks for help and gives to Green. Green does not look like your typical point guard, no. But she is that role. I mean, they want the ball in her hands. Gish, right side, down the corner. Carter Swanigan guarding her now. Gish will work back outside, gives over to Green on the left wing. They lead her wide open. Good. Oh, wow. They didn't match her. Green with 8 points in this quarter, and Henderson County leads 29-26. John into the lane, puts the shot up, no good on the back of the iron. Carter Swanigan, though, goes in and comes out with the rebound. Little player got in the lane, heads back out. Now she's going to fire a three, and it's no good, and the rebound is taken by Green. Green running down. Carter Swanigan is there. She sends it right corner. No shot is there for Kanzler, and I don't know if she would take a shot if she got a wide open one. There's a three right side that's no good by Green, and the rebound battled down by John. 3 minutes to go in this third quarter, right corner. There is a three-point shot that's up no good by Sprinkles, rebounded by Sapp. She missed it. She hits the deck. No foul call. Gish gets it for Henderson County.
Well, those girls got out of character, Dan, and that's troublesome. You need somebody to kind of calm this team down right now.
Here's Kanzler, gives to Rideout. And now Green takes it. Green just holds well and says, hey, let me catch my breath here before we start in on this one again. And Owensboro right now is laying back in a 2-3 zone. Clock at 2:25 left here in the third quarter. Green. They come out to match her. She gives it up to Gish. Left side. Couple of dribbles. Now Kemp with it. Kemp's a very strong physical player. Leaves it off to Green. Green weaving around the dribble and now gives to Gish. And nothing happening on the inside. It's all on the perimeter right now. Now they float it to Kemp at a high post. Free throw line. Looking low. Nothing there. Ride out. Floating along the baseline but couldn't get open in there. We're down to less than 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Henderson County leading by three. Gish drives down. Sends it back on the perimeter. Green couldn't get a shot. Now to Kemp. Kemp is open. 16-foot jumper in and out. Rebounded by Hughes. To John, right back to Hughes. So Owensboro, a good defensive stand, good patience by Henderson County, but couldn't get the shot to go down, and now Owensboro could tie with a three. John hands it off to Sprinkles. Sprinkles does not have a field goal in the game, but a couple of free throws. Sprinkles driving right now, but Kanzler is staying with her. Trying to get by her, fell down. Now the pass going down inside, and we get a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to keep it with Owensboro. But essentially, this is like a turnover at this stage of the game. 1:17 left, third quarter. Henderson County 29, Owensboro 26, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Owensboro with a basketball, and they look to get it in. They do to Sprinkles, and she gets fouled. The body language right now favors Henderson County. Owensboro's got to try to turn that around, and Sprinkles are going to go to the line. The foul is going to be on Rashia Kanzler. That's her first foul, and here is Sprinkles. Two for two from the line earlier, and this one rattles around and stays in. First point of the third quarter. For Owensboro comes with a minute 16 left to play. That's a long time to go, Ivan, in the second half. The second free throw rattles around and stays in, and it's a one-point game. 29-28. Henderson Canada leading the ball. Kemp dribbles it down. Guarded by John. Kemp works off on the left side. In some trouble. Gives to Gish. Gish goes right. Green open. Makes a little move to the left. Fires a three. Banked it in. Wow. I don't know how that ball banked in.
From the angle that she's got.
It had to have some spin on her or something. That's her third three. Back the other way. Sprinkles goes under. Gets her shot blocked. And Henderson County comes away with a rebound. And down near midcourt, a traveling violation. That's going to go against Kanzler. And Kanzler looks up like, did I miss it or did somebody knock me down?
She was going so fast, and then when the defenders came at her, she just tried to come to an abrupt stop.
So here's Hughes, 45 seconds to go. It is 31-28. That must have been a two, that last shot.
Yeah, she must have had a foot on the line.
Here we go, left side, Hughes. Down the baseline and almost threw it away, but coming up with the ball is Keeley Harris, and we get a foul that'll go against Gish.
Gish came out looking like astonishment. It was like, yeah, you kind of did hit her before you got to that ball. It's going to be her third.
That's only the second team foul. Gish will come out, get a little break, and in to replace her is Janila Locker. Here's John, hands it off to Sprinkles. And John, top of the key for a three. That's no good. Deep rebound, John. Or it comes out and is taken by Rideout. Anderson County with 14 seconds to go.
John had gotten in such a good rhythm before she picked up that second foul. Oh, that's got to be a charge.
Yeah, Green extended that right elbow and pushed off against a little unique Carter Swanigan.
They were just inside of midcourt. She almost pushed Carter Swanigan all the way up into the student body section of Henderson County.
But again, it wouldn't take much.
It didn't take much.
Carter Swanigan drives down the lane, a floater, and she charged.
Ooh.
Or did
uh-oh,
she?
Uh-oh, yeah. Got to have a conversation.
I thought they made the right call, but they, you know.
It's all for entertainment, Dan. It's sports entertainment.
I think we had a barge waiting to happen there, but now Gish is going to come back. Only 2.5 seconds to go. They must have something that, I don't know, trying to get a shot out up is not going to happen. Green just holds the ball and lets time run out. We've come to the end of three quarters, and Henderson County is going to have the ball when we start the fourth quarter of play, and they now have a three-point lead after they trailed at halftime by 7. So a big turnaround, and the turnaround happened because Owensboro did not have a field goal in the third quarter. We'll be back. Fourth quarter action coming up in a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Oh, God. We've had an accident coming back here on the...
They got car insurance?
No, I don't know. Clark's Pump and Shop, their contest that they run, you have to be here, and I shouldn't even mention it, should I? Because I can't... How are you going to describe what just happened, Ivan? I mean, what a finish it was between the two teams, but...
It was funny. It was hilarious. It was one of my favorite events anymore that they do in between these quarter breaks.
Owensboro is struggling shooting the ball now. They are at 27.8%. And they've made just 3 of 11 threes. Henderson County, 5 of 12 threes for 41.7%. Shooting better from three-point line. They're only 7 for 20, 35% inside the three-point line. But Henderson County has it, and Gish is fouled. And that'll go against Sprinkles, and that'll be her third foul.
They're trying to put pressure on anybody other than Green. I think they have a little trouble with Green because of her size and ability to handle the ball.
1 second into the fourth quarter, we got a foul. Here is Gish, and Gish falls in, and Sprinkles has just picked up her fourth personal foul.
Yeah, it's a tripper there. Yep, yep. You had to call that on her.
Sprinkles, I like the discipline, though. Sprinkles got her fourth foul, but she went down the line the way you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's the saying. Hey, when you come out of the game, go down and slap hands with everybody on our bench. And she did that, but now she's sitting down and wondering, hey, how am I get here out of this game right now? And coming in to replace her is going to be Isaiah Hall. No, I'm sorry. There's a three put up and good by Gish.
That's a big shot right there.
Gish buries a three, and it is 34-28. 6-point lead. I was trying to note who's in. Giselle Whitlock is back into the game, coming in to replace Sprinkles. And now Unique into the lane, puts it up and in, and draws a foul. And Unique went over, and she wanted to get in front of her crowd and say, watch that. Did you see that?
You're not supposed to be able to do what Unique just did there, and her size. I mean, you're not supposed to be able to make that play, Dan. But wow, what bravery she showed going in there amongst the bigger players.
Trying to complete the three-point play, cut the lead to three, and she does. Well, what a little player.
She doesn't know what size she is.
She's got 11. 34-31, wow. And there's a takeaway. Swanigan's got it. She and Whitlock took it away from Green. Carter Swanigan with it on the dribble, and almost losing it out there was Keely Harris. Able to give it up to Whitlock down the left side. Whitlock will go on the dribble and then floats it in low, trying to get the ball in there. We get a whistle and a foul that's going to go against Kanzler, and that'll be her second, and she didn't think much of that call.
It was a dangerous pass to throw it in there. I thought they tried to get a look for John down near the basket.
Here the pass comes in to Carter Swanigan, dribbles left, goes in, gets fouled, missed a shot, but she'll shoot two.
Great two-girl game out top there, Dan, with John and Carter Swanigan right there. And Carter Swanigan went away from the pick there, used that speed to get to the basket.
Janila Locker gets her first foul. Carter Swanigan, free throw up and good. You know, you talk about these small players and shooting free throws. Carter Swanigan has made these two. She looks really good up there.
Yeah, looks comfortable.
She said, hey, I have plenty of strength. Puts another one in. She has the first 5 points of this final quarter. And we've got a one-point game, 34-33. Henderson County, the lead in the ball. Kemp has killed the dribble, looks for help. Finally gets it to Green. Whitlock defending her closely out near the right hash. Green goes on the dribble down the right side. Long cross-court pass. Kanzler. Now Rideout takes it. On the left side, gives to Locker. Locker in trouble, but Rideout takes it. And now Kemp. The defensive pressure right now by Owensboro is very, very good. Kanzler dribbling at long range. And now Whitlock will match her over to Rideout. We got 6:05 to go. Here's Kemp. Kemp looking. Kemp puts it on the deck. Goes around John. Sends it left corner. Three is on the way. No good by Locker. And the rebound Owensboro. And then they battle for it. It's loose. And we get a jump ball.
How could there not have been a foul down there, though? Harris, I thought, came away with a rebound clean and got knocked off the ball.
I'm looking at the officials, Ivan. And I think the official down there couldn't see it. And the official over here was blocked out by a single player and didn't know who to call it on. And Owensboro ends up with the ball.
That contact almost caused a turnover.
Carter Swanigan's going to fire three, and it's no good. A high rebound. Battle for, and a foul against Owensboro.
Only good thing about this foul, though, it allows Owensboro now to get into their full court pressure defense.
Owensboro gets foul number. Each team has three fouls here in the first 2.5 minutes of this final quarter. So we're gonna shoot some free throws before this game's over, Ivan. That's going to be the key, I believe. Right out, long pass down to Kemp. Kemp on the left side, doesn't have anything, and hands it off to Green. He's going to go for the basket, flips it off the glass and in.
Oh, what
a finish by Green.
Great balance there shown by Green.
36-33. Green's having a big second half. She's got a dozen points, 15 in the game. There's a three put up, no good by Keely Harris. Rebound taken away out in the midcourt. Unique gives right side to Whitlock, and she missed it out of the right corner, missed it badly. And then we get a timeout taken as soon as they got the rebound. Anderson County's coach Stephen Hale says, let's get a timeout. And we get one, and we need one. 5 minutes to play in the game. It's a three-point lead for the Lady Colonels of Anderson County when we come back in 1 minute.
I made you so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
We're making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Shaylin Sprinkles is the leading scorer on this Owensboro team. 14.4 points a game. Just four free throws today. Ivan does not have a field goal in the game. She's on the bench right now with four personal fouls. You wonder if she won't get back in there. And again, she came from Henderson County.
Yeah.
What a dynamic there, and if but still has a chance because this game is so close. She could still be the hero.
Yeah, she really could be. But boy, I tell you, give credit to Harris and Whitlock and what they've been able to do when they've gotten in this game to make some plays, especially on the defensive side.
Full court press by Owensboro. Pass comes in. Right out gives to Kemp, and now down the left side. Cancer gives it up, gets it back. Cancer looks like she got pushed and almost tackled and no call.
Yeah, there should have been a call there. Boy, she did. She looked nervous anyway when she got the ball, and that helped Owensboro.
Here's Hughes with the ball near the top of the key. Dribbles right, goes down inside. Fall away jump shot, no good off the back of the iron. Rebounded, battle for, and they're fighting their way out of there is Kemp. To Green. Green dribbles down. Almost got it knocked loose, and now it's a battle. And Carter Swanigan and Kemp, Carter Swanigan was... She didn't call a jump ball, did she?
No.
Carter Swanigan was on the sideline, so with the ball.
And the two best players in this game so far, Carter Swanigan and Green, they were going at it.
Kemp being guarded by Carter Swanigan, hands it off to Kanzler. Kanzler dribbles... And hands it off, very long range to Locker. Now Kemp, right wing, and Green. Green's going to fire a three top of the key that's well off the mark. I didn't think that was a very good shot.
And neither did Coach Hale.
She wasn't very well set, and now Carter Swanigan comes down. Under four to play. Carter Swanigan on the left wing, dumps it to John. John turns from 12 feet, good.
Wow, what a move that was. I mean, that was really a post move. Out up on the block. I mean, she wasn't down on the low block on that shot.
36-35. Kemp, long pass in the right corner. Kanzler is wide open for a three. Good. Oh, my.
You can't believe me that wide open. I'll shoot it.
Her first?
Yeah.
Her first points of the game, 39-35. What were the odds? I mean, state tournament.
It's a state tournament, exactly.
A four-point game. John in the corner gives it up, gets it back, goes under, gets fouled.
What a play.
John, they little give and go down in the corner between John and Hughes, and it worked well, and we got a foul.
I mean, before Kessler hit that three right there, Dan, you didn't think that she was going to take a shot the rest of this game. But you leave her that wide open, she had no choice.
John with two free throws rattles it in. She'll have another one coming. Now we get Gish coming back into the game. Gish coming in for Kessler. Kessler says, as I guess they say, well, Kessler has had her shot for the game,
so
we're going to bring her out. And here is John making another one. John had a big first quarter, had not scored since then. Now four in this quarter. Two-point game, 39-37. 3:14 to go. Kemp, middle of the floor. And Sprinkles is back in the game. She's guarding Kemp right now. Kemp dribbles behind a screen from Green. Here's Gish coming to get it. And now, right out.
You got to be confident with your ball handling in these situations.
Gish against Unique. I can call her Unique sometime at Carter Swanigan and others, and sometimes Unique Carter Swanigan. I mean, that's a lot of, boy, they'll put their names on the back of the uniform. That one won't fit. Here's Kemp with it. Turns away from Sprinkles. Left side, no shot there for Lochner, and we're down two. 2:30 left in this game. Henderson County by two with the ball.
Oh,
Kemp needs some help.
And Green cracked her ankle.
There is right out. And there is a three by Lochner that's no good, and the rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Owensboro's ball with 2:20 to go. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to play in this game. It's Henderson County with a two-point lead, Owensboro with the ball, and we'll be right back in 90 seconds.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Owensboro will come down with 2:20 left to play, down by two, 39-37. Teams battling for the right to move on and face Bethlehem in the quarterfinal round on Friday. Here's Whitlock, hands it off. Sprinkles is going to dribble right, goes all the way to the basket, puts it up, and it rolled off.
Wow.
Rebound. Kemp gets it. Gets the Green. Here's Green moving down. We get a whistle. And
Tail wants a timeout. Talk about it.
Again, those are some quick timeouts he calls from when his team gets the ball off the backboard. 2:02 left. It's a two-point lead. It's a 30-second timeout. Ivan, tell us what's going to happen here.
Well, again, we saw before the previous stoppage in play when they went to the sideline, Green for Henderson County, it looked like she may have tweaked her ankle. And so you see in this situation, Michelle is sprinkled again. Misses a layup, wild open layup opportunity, just uncustomary for her. But you see that Coach Hale, he's looking at these possessions. You got 2 minutes left in this ball game. He understands how important these possessions are, and he didn't want his team to make a miscue under duress. So he stops with a timeout here, tries to set up a play that he thinks he can get the ball in his best ball handler and probably best player right now in Green's hands.
Henderson County has two timeouts left. Owensboro has four. And here's falling down is Gish, but gets up dribbling, and now it's loose on the floor. We get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Henderson County.
So
with 1:55 to go.
The defense for Owensboro helps him here. Because now they get the possession arrow in their favor. They're still going to be very aggressive on this ball.
Cam Sawyer will inbound. Gets it deep in the corner. Right out. Right out. Has killed the dribble. Got a player that's hit the deck down there. Now Kemp dribbling against Sprinkles. Kills the dribble. Looks for help. Looking. And a timeout taken by Henderson County with 1:41 left to play. And now they got one timeout left.
Boy,
we've had a jump ball. We've had a timeout, a jump ball, and a timeout. We've got 1:41 on the clock. We've got a two-point lead for Henderson County, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
What do you think, Dan? Unique Carter Swanigan, is she a hickory inn or is she a little like barbecue? But it is her.
I just wonder if that girl's been fed anything in the last month. I mean,
I'd say she's Moonlight Barbecue because she's probably a dessert eater. It seems like all the fit people I know eat sweets like crazy.
She's eating nothing but okra. She's going to Moonlight Barbecue down there in Owensboro. Hey, here we go. They get it in. Kemp, 1:38 left. Kemp guarded by Sprinkles, drives toward the basket. And
double dribbled. See, and, you know, Sprinkles had to be very cautious in the way she guarded Kemp there, but Kemp's not a great ball handler. But she just made her uncomfortable.
Carter Swanigan, how unique she is dribbling across the timeline. Here's Whitlock over on the right side.
Oh, wow.
And Carter Swanigan goes for the basket, blocked from behind by Gish.
Great recovery.
Out of bounds.
Gish.
It'll stay with Owensboro.
Gish got there and got to that block without her shoes because Carter Swanigan, she moved her out of her shoes at the onset.
1:20 left. And it comes to Sprinkles. Drives through the lane. Goes up and misses a shot. Rebounded by Green. Green trying to come out of there. They've got her doubled. Gets rid of it to Kemp. Kemp down near midcourt. Bounces across to right out. And now we get a whistle and a foul that will send. And that foul on Owensboro is going to be only the fourth. So 1:07 to go.
Two tough misses late by Shaylin Sprinkles. Shots that she makes a lot.
Green to get it in. It hasn't been easy. Comes to Gish. Carter Swanigan almost got a steal. Gish fell down, but able to get rid of it to Green. Green driving against Whitlock. Bounces it through. And now out to right out. And now Green takes it. We got 55 seconds to go, and they foul Green with 55.4 to go. And Green's going to go to the line, and she has been up there twice. She's made one of two. She has 15 points in the game, though, and that's a bunch in this 39-37 battle. The sophomore puts it up and in.
She looks solid in this game for the Lady Colonels.
Makes it a three-point game. Can she make it two possessions? She does. Very calmly knocks down free throws. 41-37, a four-point lead, 50 seconds to go. Carter Swanigan backs up, fires an 18-foot jumper that rolls in.
Wow, what a
timeout taken by Owensboro.
Boy, she's been big.
10 points now. No, I'm sorry, 10. She's got 15 now for Carter Swanigan, and it's a two-point game, 41-39. We got 44.9 to go. One timeout left for Henderson County. Owensboro has three, and the strategy is being plotted. We're so glad you're with us here on the Family Wealth Group's coverage of the Girls Sweet 16. This is an event, as you can imagine. Jeff Shepherd is a big part of the team at the Family Wealth Group, and has been. And boy, the love of basketball is there, but they want you to know that they want to help you retire and get ready to retire. And they particularly have put a plan in place so that if you're near retirement, they're ready to go to work for you to make sure it happens exactly when you are going to be in the best position. But keep in mind, if you're younger, somehow you end up with financial resources, you say, I better plan and take care of these for the long run. They'll help you do that. They'll work with anyone who is serious about wanting to make sure they retire with the funds they need at the Family Wealth Group. As we come back to the action, 44.9 to go.
See what Coach Hill has designed here to go against this full court pressure with press offense play that he's going to run here. Looks like he's probably going to bring.
Can we trade a timeout to get it in bounds in front court? He would have done that.
Yeah.
They get it to Gish. Back to Kemp. Kemp looks. Has killed the dribble.
Then
they get a foul. Boy, I don't know. I think he could have gotten a 10 count.
I don't know that they wanted a foul there, because they did. They hit him under duress right there.
Kemp is going to go to the free throw line. Kemp has not been there in the game. She has 4 points. She shoots two free throws. If she makes them both, she creates, obviously, a two-score game. The first one is up, and it is good. Boy, rattled around. Thought it might pop out. But it stayed, her fifth point.
So they pull everybody back here to get set up defensively, regardless of the make or miss here.
42-39, and it is no good. Rebound by Whitlock. Three-point game. Here is the ball in the hands of Hughes, way up high, gives it up to Sprinkles. Sprinkles dribbling around, a timeout taken by Owensboro. They still have two timeouts left. Henderson County down to one. It's a 30-second timeout, and we will stay right here. And this time, with the 30-second timeout, moving out on the floor, Coach Jansen Locker down on a knee. He's got the board out. We can't see it. He's drawing up the play right now that he wants his team to use.
It's going to be interesting to see who he tries to run this play for. You know, is it Shaylen Sprinkle somebody that has struggled offensively? Does he put the ball in the hands of Unique Dakota Swanigan, who's had a great game? But you would think that she's going to be the one that's going to actually try to initiate the offense. Or, you know, we've seen John go out and knock down
a three
in this game. So,
right out is with her. I don't know. I think, I think Carter Swanigan can get the best shot probably just because of her quickness. Yeah. Goes right, goes down inside, floats up a 10-footer, missed it, and rebound by Kemp.
Had nobody there for the rebound. That was the only bad thing about that. You know, I don't mind her going in and getting the two because she had plenty of time. But she needed to have somebody in there to be able to clean that up if she misses, and they didn't, and it might cost them.
Hughes gets her third foul. Now 24.1 seconds to go. Sapp is going to come back in, but at the line is Anna Kemp shooting two. She made one or two moments ago. If she makes even one of the two, the two-score game with 24 seconds left, but the free throw's no good. Boy, she backed away quickly.
Yeah, she shot put that one up there.
Didn't have good... Now Sapp comes in replacing Whitlock. What a huge free throw here. As she puts a couple of dribbles down and knocks it in. So the lead.
Got to push it quick. You don't want him to get a quick drive here to the basket if he hit it.
43-39. Down the left side. Staff couldn't get the three away. Carter Swanigan shoots it. No good. Rebound Green. She heads out of there. Across the timeline. That might do it. Green drives in. Sends a cross-court pass. Gish. 6 seconds to go. And Henderson County is going to get out of here with a win. What do we got?
Timeout. They called a timeout. They didn't want her to get fouled there. They wanted to run the clock out.
Only 2.2 seconds to go. Boy, if you're in Owensboro right now.
They had opportunities.
They did. If I'm Coach Locker here, I was going to say, and little Carter Swanigan is, she's heartbroken.
Yeah. She laid everything out here. Yeah, she laid everything out here today.
She lost a pound today playing, and that was a big part of her body weight. I tell you, boy, she is a little bitty gal who played so well and so hard. That's
somebody you think of a sophomore. Hey, you know, she might make it back here, but in her heart of hearts right now, she's thinking about it in the moment. And boy, what a missed opportunity.
Again, among the players who have played a lot, Hughes is the player who's a senior in this Owensboro team. They're going to come back with a lot of good players. They're just going to inbound the ball, and this game will be over. I don't think Owensboro is going to foul or anything. No reason to. You're down by four. Just waiting for play to be called back in, and there it is. And Kemp is going to inbound the ball.
First horn. Run on the second horn, and we'll be ready to go. Here's the second horn, and ready to play.
Kemp takes the ball, sends it in to ride out, and the game is over.
What a good game.
Henderson County able to rally in the second half and overcome Owensboro. The final is 43-39. Atalia Green is she's the big player, really.
Yeah.
I mean, Green had 17 points and handled the ball so much, had 7 rebounds. But we'll tell you all about that. We'll come back and recap it for you, give you all the statistics from this game, and get you ready for tonight's big doubleheader coming up to wrap up opening round play. We'll return to Rupp Arena 2 minutes from now. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See McGarmick Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Ordana, only two games left in this opening round, and moving on, the Henderson County Lady Colonels, as they will advance and be matched up in the next round. Now, as they're going to take on the winner of tonight's Cooper Danville Christian game. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on. Henderson County getting the victory. And let's take a look at the statistics first, and then Ivan can kind of recap some of the action of this four-point win. Owensboro struggles shooting the ball. 13 of 48, 27.1%, and they made only 3 of 16 threes. They hit all 10 of their free throws. Individual numbers, Carter Swanigan leads the way, the little bitty sophomore. Fifteen points for Carter Swanigan. She had three assists and four rebounds and two steals and only two turnovers in this game. Helena John with 13 points. She had three rebounds, and those were the two players in double figures. Five for Illyrica Hughes, and Sprinkles had 4 points, two for Whitlock. Sapp and Harris played but didn't score. Again, they were 13 of 48 overall, 3 of 16 from the three-point line, 10 of 10 from the charity stripe, but turned the ball over nine times in the game. On the other side for Henderson County, they're led by Atelia Green, 17 points, 6 of 13 from the field, made 2 of 6 threes and 3 of 4 from the line with 7 rebounds. One assist, turned the ball over four times, blocked a couple of shots, had a steal, and Green played all 32 minutes, as did Anna Kemp. Green was 17-8 for Allison Rideout, and she played 32 minutes. 3 of 8 from the field, 2 of 3 from the three-point line. She had 8 rebounds. 6 points for Anna Kemp, 2 of 7 from the field. Missed her only 3, 2 of 4 from the line. 11 rebounds for Kemp. 3 points for Rashia Kanzler, and she was 1 of 2 from the three-point line. Played 26 minutes of the game. Adeline Gish had 6 points, 2 of 4 from the field for her. She had 3 assists, 3 turnovers. And Janila Locker had 3 points, 1 of 2 from the three-point line for hers. So she played 15 minutes off the bench. They made 15 of 38, only 39.5%, but that was good enough because in the big picture, 7 of 16 from the three-point line, 43.8%. Made just 6 of 10 free throws, had 32 rebounds in the game. Again, Kemp with 11, Rideout with 8, and 7 for Green. Turned the ball over 14 times and blocked 6 shots, had 5 steals in the contest. You know, Henderson County is just a, I thought it was a pretty solid overall effort. When you look ahead, any game that's going to, you know, include taller players is going to make a difference for them.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And then, you look, project going forward, the possible matchups they're going to have to deal with some size, regardless of who they play, whether it's the collective length of Cooper High, or you talk about Danville Christian, who has an unbelievably tall interior player, and I don't want to mess up her last name right
now. So just don't even say it.
Yeah, I'll leave it up to somebody else, but she will be a dynamic player that those of you listening in and get a chance to listen in later on, you'll get a chance to see, hopefully, in that nightcap or later on this evening. But I thought they stayed the course. You know, sometimes you just got to stay the course. We saw it out of Bethlehem earlier today, Dan. You got to stay the course because in that first half, I thought Owensboro probably played on both ends better than any team we had seen to this point. You know, but in the second half, a couple of adjustments. It looked like Henderson kind of settled themselves down a little bit there. The fact that Owensboro couldn't consistently in their offense. And I thought if they could have got the ball to John in some favorite positions in that second half early on, it could have allowed them to keep the lead and really put a lot more pressure on Henderson County, but they didn't. And then Henderson County with Green, she really stepped it up. I mean, she really stepped it up in that third period, and it looked like she was going to be invincible the rest of the game. But, man, you hate that for Coach Locker and the Lady Devils, because it looked like they had that game well in control at one point in that first half, only see it to abandon, and to see Shayla Sprinkles not have a decent game. You know, you knew what was at stake for her. You know, she moved, transferred to Owensboro. She wanted to at least represent well. She didn't have one of her better performances, and because she didn't, it may be part of the story of why they didn't win.
Yeah, 0-for-8 from the field, 0-for-4 from the three-point line. She didn't make her 4 points all at the free throw line, and played 22 minutes of the game. But again, these are two teams that they'll look to be back next year, Ivan.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a bit surprised to see both of them back here.
Yeah, like I said, now they understand what it takes to get here. Wouldn't we love to see unique Carter Johnson a year from now? And, she's not going to get probably much bigger, but you would just think just maturity-wise she'll be a little even more stronger than what she is this year. And, boy, she's got some lightning quick speed out there at top. And, Shelly Sprinkles coming back, she may be a little bit stronger as a senior. And, you have that dynamic duo out top like it. There's not going to be many teams that match that quickness off the dribble out top like it, especially down in their area.
All right, so we move on to the night session tonight. And looking ahead to that, again, Ivan and I will not be here tonight, but you'll get to hear, Joel Bennett and Bobby Baldwin will come in, and because they know Clark County inside and out. And Clark County and Sacred Heart have played before. The Lady Cardinals played them well. It was dead even through three quarters of that game, and then Sacred Heart able to go on in the fourth quarter and get the win. Sacred Heart is the favorite tonight. There's no question about that, but is the game going to be one where Clark County does not have a chance of coming in here, and what I think would be a very partisan Clark County crowd of pulling the upset and getting a win. It would not be a giant upset. It would be an upset, but not a huge one, if they were to come and win the game tonight, I think.
Well, I think a lot of it's more about perception than how maybe these teams pose different challenges for each other, because you're talking about a three-time defending champion. With a good portion of that nucleus still together. But this is a different-looking Sacred Heart team. Obviously different than what we've seen the last couple of years because of a couple of key components. And, GRC's seen that. They know that. GRC had to, re-identify themselves when they lost their star player in Sierra Byers halfway through the season. This Sacred Heart team is beatable. I've seen them play. Not in person this year, but I've seen them on video this year, and they're beatable. And so I think it's going to be interesting in that game, but they do pose problems for GRC. They've got size that the GRC doesn't match. Can they get this in a full-court game and use their speed and quickness in the way they want to play defense? Yeah, I think they can disrupt some things that Sacred Heart wants to do, but ultimately Sacred Heart has the best player on the floor, bar none, when it comes to that. But GRC has the bigger bench. They can keep wearing you down, keep bringing multiple players at you, and I know that's what Coach Robbie Graham would try to do. So I'm looking forward to that matchup, and then looking forward to the Cooper Danville Christian team. Cooper's probably the favorite there, you would think, just because their experience and what they've been through this season. But you got an up-and-coming Danville Christian Academy school that a lot of people are wanting to see in their first trip here in their story. You just hope that the lights are not too big for them this first go-around, because Coach Holthouse and his defense, you make a mistake, you'll see it on the board on the other side. they usually turn those into points. If you make mistakes, they turn those into points.
So we have six of the eight that are in. Clark County, Sacred Heart tonight, 6 p.m. Join Joel and Bobby. They'll be on the air a little bit after 5:30 for that game, and then coming up in game two, it's Cooper and Danville Christian, and then we'll rejoin you tomorrow for the 11 a.m. game, Bowling Green and McCracken County, and then Butler will take on Franklin County in the 1:30 game tomorrow. But here, It's been an exciting afternoon. Bethlehem, 56. Pikeville, 49. Henderson County, 43. Owensboro, 39. For Jeff West, our studio engineer, executive director of the Gateway Sports Network, Hayes McMakin, Ivan Rawls, on color, I'm Dan Manley. Thanks a lot for joining us. Don't forget all of our great sponsors, including the folks at Montgomery Tractor Sales and the Family Wealth Group, our lead sponsor, and the folks who want to make sure that you keep up with high school athletics, and along with all of our other great sponsors that we're terrific. We love talking about them because they help keep us on the air, and also because we really believe in what they're doing in their line of work. Until tonight, a little bit after 5:30, for Ivan Rawls and Jeff West, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks for being with us. Again, it was Henderson County 43, Owensboro 39. So long, everybody.
Been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMSD. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.